This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning, Erin Drishler and fiance Jordan Toome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, guys, you've got a project going called The Garment Project. Fantastic. Tell us about The Garment Project. What is it? How does it work?
So The Garment Project, something that Erin and I started just about 2 months ago, where we had the idea to take donations of new, never-worn clothing from a lot of brands and retailers that some of us are shopping at already. And we want to take those clothes, take the tags off of them, and then give them back to women in recovery from an eating disorder via personalized online shopping pages that we make just for them.
Okay, so what motivated you to start this?
So I actually struggled with an eating disorder for about 14 years. This was an issue that as I would come home from treatment, it was something that every single time I realized that my clothes were constantly holding me back. I would return home to a wardrobe full of items that were either too small or too big, or at one point I used as a scale or as a tool to kind of measure what size my body was. Even though I may have had items that fit me, I still had all of these negative associations tied to them. Mm. And it's not easy as just packing up these boxes, packing up your clothes into boxes, either donating or getting rid of, not only because there's a huge financial burden that comes along with some treatment. You know, insurance can only cover so much. A lot of people do end up paying for the cost of treatment out of pocket. So that's kind of the last thing on your mind is to how are you going to be able to then financially afford to rebuild your wardrobe?
Mm.
So that was definitely a big part of it, and really not having the confidence to pack up those items and get rid of them, because they really did give me such a confidence that I was lacking. A lot of my personal beliefs had been stripped from me as I was in treatment, and yet I still had those clothes that made me feel good.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as easy as just packing them up. You know, there was a lot more to it as far as being able to afford a new wardrobe and also being in the right mindset.
Yeah, and it's a decision you've got to confront every day. You've got to get up, you've got to get dressed, and you've got to decide, am I happy with what I'm wearing? Do I think I look good? From a practical point of view, one of the first questions I had when I saw this fantastic initiative was, if it's sizeless, how do people know which one to choose?
Sure. So I think that's kind of a question that we all have when we go into a store. Is I know like kind of what my size should be on the tag, but does that size at this store match the same thing at this store? So you kind of get a different fit depending on where you go. So we see that tag as just a guideline. So what we're going to do when we get clothes is we're going to hand measure them and come up with our own system of how we organize and measure clothes. So then when we get measurements from a treatment center for how a woman wants her clothes to fit, what's her style, and what's her preference when she's getting dressed in the morning, and what her needs are if she's going to class, if she's a college student, or if she has a job that she's going to. We want to provide her with things that are going to make her feel good and confident going about her day. So we're just going to match people up with what actually seems like should work for them instead of just what is broadly written across tags.
So is that sizing going to be like gorgeous, super fierce, fleek, on point, lit? Is that kind of how you're working?
I love that. That's not where we initially were going with this, but that's actually a really great idea. We the system that we're kind of working with right now, we're looking at colors because there's no association with a size or a number or anything when you relate it to a color. So that's kind of where we are right now.
It's very personalized, though, what you guys are creating, which I love, which I think it really shows that you do have a lot of care for the different people who are going to be wearing these clothes. What is your hope and intention for the project? What are you wanting it to achieve?
I think, you know, at the end of the day, clothing can be so powerful. And when you pin on an outfit that's one of your favorite outfits and you feel confident in it and you're ready to walk into an interview or, you know, go to even just, you know, get up and go grocery shopping that day and take care of your kids. There's clothing can make or break you. And I want everyone to feel that confidence and empowerment that that clothing can provide for you. So whenever you, like I said, when you put on that great, amazing outfit and you walk out the door and you feel like you're unstoppable, that's the feeling that I want to give to these women, so that it allows them to take the pressure off their body and really focus on getting back into their social lives and getting back to work and living that amazing recovered life, because it is so wonderful. And if we can take the pressure and the focus off of the body image, I think that this really will, it's an easy way for them to learn how to transition back into their home and their school or wherever they may be in their life.
Erin, I say stupid stuff all the time, but like when my wife asks the question, do I look fat in this, I slowly back out of the room. But I would imagine, especially for a person like you who's had an eating disorder for 14 years and transitioned out of that, like answering that question well to a person who's struggling with an eating disorder is quite challenging for a person who hasn't walked through it. Like, what are the appropriate things to say to encourage someone who's on that journey?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that you can talk about is just, what does that person have to offer other than the shape of their body? I know that, I know when I'm talking to people and having conversations, the last thing on my mind is, what size shirt do you think that person is wearing? Or how much does that person weigh? That's the last thing on my mind. And I know it's the last thing on your support system's mind whenever they're talking to you too. So I think putting the focus really on their intelligence and their work ethic and things that they have to offer. I think that really takes a lot of the pressure off of your appearance. Jordan, I mean, coming from a support role, I think that Jordan did a really good job of showing me how great a recovered life could look. It wasn't a lot of food policing and making sure that I was eating my meals. He made sure that he was taking care of himself and showed me how great life could be. And having that as a having positive influencers in my life that showed me what I was missing out on, that was really what set this last round of treatment apart from my previous rounds, was just really spending time with people and seeing how happy they were going out to eat and spending time with their friends and everything that I wasn't doing.
Yeah. Erin and Jordan, what a pleasure talking to you guys. Thank you for the work you're doing with the Garment Project, and thank you for your time this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.